This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Kimchi. It's a food Koreans love so much they eat it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and even in space. Last year, when South Korea sent its first astronaut into orbit, he brought with him a specially created bacteria-free space kimchi. Lauren Chun is the founder of the artisanal kimchi company Mother-in-Law Kimchi, and she's here today to talk about kimchi for this week's segment of Last Chance Foods. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for having me.
And you brought us some Mother-in-Law Kimchi. Beautiful, deep red. What am I looking at here? What is in kimchi?
A variation, but normally it contains red chili pepper flakes, some type of anchovy or shrimp paste. You've got Napa cabbage or daikon and garlic as well.
Mm-hmm. And some anchovy sauce, so nice, strong
right.
taste, I can imagine. Last week, we talked about pickled herring with Josh Russ of Russ and Daughters. Like pickled herring, kimchi has a very strong smell, a very unique, strong taste. What do you say to us non-Koreans to help entice us to eat or sample kimchi?
It's probiotic. When you kind of compare it to something that would be similar, like a pickled cucumbers, it's completely different in that this is something that is alive, fermented. It's constantly fermenting. The question I always get from folks are, how long does it last? And I say, well, it lasts forever. It never goes bad.
So what exactly is the enzyme that's in here that's doing its magic?
The most important bacteria, I know it sounds horrible when you say it's like bacteria, but
right.
the most important enzyme is lactobacillus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is the same thing that's in yogurt.
Right. Now, why Mother-in-Law Kimchi?
It's named after my mother's restaurant in Garden Grove, California, called Mother-in-Law's House, where they specialize in this one very special type of soup, and the kimchi is meant to go alongside this soup.
Now, how is it to be eaten? Is this sort of like chutney, where it's a little side dish to a main course?
This is one of the most fascinating things also about kimchi, in that not only is it a condiment or a side dish, it's an ingredient that you cook with. So it could definitely be the main dish, and that in the winter, as a lot of the kimchi ferments, one of the best ways to enjoy it is to make these hot stews with, you know, the kimchi. So imagine something piping hot, spicy, and warm to get you over a cold winter night.
You were a sommelier before you started making Mother-in-Law's kimchi. What's the link between wine and fermented cabbage?
There was a joke that, you know, my friends would make that, oh, you went from fermented grapes to fermented cabbage, and that's sort of how it happened.
So, and how did you get involved in wine?
Sometime after graduation, backpacking through Europe, I fell in love with French and Italian food, particularly as, you know, when you have that experience. And it was not kind of food that I was accustomed to at all. And then the more I started cooking Italian food or French food or my love of it, I started to see really the parallel in Korean food or in Korean cooking and the way that my watching my grandmother and my mother cook. So it was coming full circle in a way, because I think growing up, Korean food, and especially particularly something like kimchi, you know, my mother always told me, oh, this is very offensive. It smells. Please make sure that you don't eat this in front of other non-Koreans. And so it was a thing that you were forbidden to really kind of share, like, and be ashamed about almost, you know, that you were supposed to eat this in secrecy. And yet Koreans, they wouldn't think of eating a meal without kimchi. You have it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The whole saying goes that if you have kimchi and rice, you're not going to starve.
Lauren Chun is founder of the kimchi company Mother-in-Law Kimchi. Thanks for coming in to WNYC, Lauren.
Thank you.
To get Lauren's recipe for kimchi tacos or to send in your own recipes, go to the culture page at WNYC.org. Next week, Last Chance Foods talks to Brooklyn kitchen owner Harry Rosenblum about how to make a pickled cabbage of a different kind, sauerkraut. This is WNYC.